All right, guys, let's learn. Perek Tes. We're going to try to do Perek Tes and Perek Yud. Perek Tes and Perek Yud. This is really... Let's go weiter. Vayikechalo Shlomo livnos es beis Adonai ves beis HaMelech ves kol cheshek Shlomo asher chafetz la'asos. So Shlomo figured... Shlomo finished off these two huge projects. Okay, guys, enough. Shlomo finished off these two huge projects and some other small projects that he did as well. Vayira Adonai el Shlomo Shenis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him a second time. Kasher Nira Elov B'Giv'on. Vayomer Adonai Elov. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Shamati es tefilascha v'eschinasecha asher ischananta lefanai. I heard everything that you begged. I heard all of your tefillah. Hikdashti es habayis hazer asher banisa lasum shmi sham ad olam. And I've been makdish this place that you built, that I should be here forever. My eyes are always going to be on this place. However, there's a tonight. If you follow all of the Torah and mitzvos, just like David did. I'm going to keep your kisei forever, your family. Kasher divarte al David avicha lemor lo kares lecha ish me'al kisei Yisrael. However, im shov tashuvun atem ubneichem acharai v'lo tishmeru mitzvosai chukosai asher nasati lifneichem. But if you don't follow Torah and mitzvos v'alachtem v'avatem alim achirim v'ishtachem yisim lahem, and you go ahead and you serve avodah zarah, v'chrati es Yisrael me'al pnei ha'adama asher nasati lahem, I am going to kick Am Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be galus. Ves habayis asher higdashti lishmi eshalach me'al panai. There's going to be a churban, be destruction. V'haya Yisrael l'mashal ulishnina b'chol ha'amim. And Am Yisrael is going to be lost amongst all of the nations. V'habayis hazeh yeh elyon kol over alav yishok v'sharak v'amru. And people, when they see the Beis HaMikdash in its churban, in its destruction, they're going to ask, what happened? What happened to this beautiful place? Amru, asher azvu es Adonai Eloheihem, asher otziyeh es avosam me'aretz Mitzrayim, ve'yachziku be'elohim acharim, ve'yishachavu lahem ve'yavdum, al kein hevi Adonai Eloheihem es kol ra'a azos. Now, why is this so crucial, guys? Why is it so crucial to tell to Shlomo? And why is it so crucial that the nations of the world are going to know that the reason that the Churban happened is because of Avodah Zarah? Why is that so important? I understand it's important for us, but why is it important for the nations of the world to say that this is why it happened? Why is that important? What's the significance of that? However, this place, as Shlomo HaMelech just said, was supposed to be a place of Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. This is the central location of Avodas Hashem throughout the entire world. This is the headquarters of God. And what happens to the people that don't serve God, so then this place is not going to be that central location anymore. And therefore, if this is going to be the headquarters of the Or LaGoyim, so when the nation is not doing their job, so then this place is going to be in a state of churban. Our geography, the locations in which we live, Eretz Yisrael is an expression of Am Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is an expression of Am Yisrael. If we're doing well, Eretz Yisrael is doing well. If we're not doing well, Eretz Yisrael is not doing well. It's an expression. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling it. Vayimiktei Esrim Shana, so no, now we're going weiter. After 20 years, Vayimiktei Esrim Shana, Asher Banash Lomo Shnei Abatim, Esbeis Adonai Vesbeis HaMelech, 7 years on the Beis HaMikdash, 13 years on his own home. Chira Melech Tzor Nisar Shlomo Ba'atzei Arizim Ba'atzei Beroshim Ba'zahav L'chol Chavtzo. So remember, they had this whole agreement between Chira Melech Tzor and Shlomo. He brought him all of these trees and gold and silver and everything that he wanted. Azitena Melech Shlomo L'chiram Esrim Ir Be'eretz HaGalil. Shlomo Melech gives away 20 cities in the area of the Galil. Now, the question is first of all, are we speaking about the Eretz Galil that we know of today, the near Tveria, that Galil, or are we speaking about something which is more north? It's unclear. If we're talking about Jewish cities, what is Shlomo HaMelech giving Jewish cities away for? What is he doing? That's why a lot of the Farshim are pressed to say that really what he was giving away was the expansion of Eretz Yisrael. And the expansion of Eretz Yisrael, more north, Shlomo could give those away. But at the same time, there are Mefarshim that say that he's giving away locations, he's giving away cities.
For tax purposes only,
that one.
He would collect tax
from those cities. Okay, that's another way to
not
understand.
Physical.
Okay. Vayitzei Chiram Mitzor lirois ha'arim asher nasan lo Shlomo velo yashru be'inav. Chiram comes out, he sees the cities, and he doesn't like them very much. See, that doesn't really work with that pirush. This pasuk doesn't make a lot of sense. Vayomer me'harim ha'ila asher nasata li'achi vayikra lahem eretz kavul ad hayom hazeh. He says, I don't like these places. I don't. So, interesting interaction over here. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Vayishlach Hiram HaMelech 120 kikar zahav. 120 kikare zahav is a lot of money. V'zeh dvar hamas asher ha'ala HaMelech Shlomo livnos es beis Adonai ves beis oves hamilo ves chomas Yerushalayim ves chatzor ves megido ves gozer. So Shlomo HaMelech doesn't only build Yerushalayim, he builds fortresses throughout Eretz Yisrael. Where? In central important places. Chatzor. Where did we learn about Chatzor, Chevra, last year? Chatzor was the main city of the north. Ad hayom hazeh, Chevra. Until this day, you can go and see the city of the old city of Chatzor, the burnt rocks of Chatzor, all the way from the times of Yehoshua. But Shlomo HaMelech rebuilds Chatzor because it's central in the north. Okay, he also builds Megiddo, and he also builds Gezer, we live in Moitza Ezerit Gezer. This is the area in which we're in. Shlomo HaMelech builds areas, central areas throughout Eretz Yisrael. Paro Melech Mitzrayim Allah v'yilkodes Gezer v'yisrefa be'esh v'saknani ha'yoshiv b'ir harag v'yitna shiluchim lebito esh Shlomo. Now, this pasuk seems to be way out of place. What does it mean, Shlomo? Paro comes and he conquers Gezer and he burns it down and he gets rid of the Knanim and he gives it to Esha Shlomo. Something over here doesn't make sense because Shlomo already had a peace. So what is it talking about? So some of them farshim explain that this was really before Shlomo had peace. And this maybe led to the marriage between Shlomo and Paro's daughter. And maybe, like, what happened here was really Shlomo had a need. He needed help with Gezer for whatever reason. And therefore, he asks Paro. We're going to see that this is going to become an issue. But he asks Paro for help. Paro helps him. And as, like, a token of this relationship, he marries Paro's daughter. Yeah.
Is it popular to give them up to the cities?
No, I don't think so. They're interchangeable. I'm not sure.
You think usually, like, at the end of the pasuk, like, says a God instead of like a yeah.
It could be. I'm not great at diktuk, but could be that that's the case. Pasuk Yudzayin. Anyone diktuk guy here? Goes there. Okay. I think Jacob's right though. Pasuk Yudzayin. Vayiven Shlomo es Gozer. Ves Beit Choron Tachton. Who knows what Beit Choron is? Beit Choron. Does anyone know? There's Mevo Choron. Beit Choron is on the 443. If anyone's taking, there's two roads to Yerushalayim. Okay, we right. There's the three. There's the three that goes to the one. The one goes to Yerushalayim. Okay, and then there's the 443. It's the other side. It's the other side of Modi'in. We spoke about that. Yehoshua fought wars over there. The Hashmonaim fought wars over there. Okay, so Beit Choron is over there.
Nice big checkpoint, right?
Ves Balas, Ves Tamar, Bemidbar, Ba'aretz, Ves Kol Arei Amos Kanos Asher Ayu L'Shlomo, Ves Arei Arechev, Vesariya Prashim Ves Cheshik Shloma Asher Chashak Livnos Biyushalayim Ubalvanon Bechol Eretz Memshalto. So he goes. He builds up this area. Once again, he builds up Yerushalayim. He starts at the Lev and now starts to build everywhere. Kol ha'am hanosar min ha'emori achitiv ha'priziv ha'chiviv ha'yivusei asher lo mibnei Yisrael ima b'neihem asher nosru achareihem ba'aretz asher lo yachlu b'nei Yisrael achrimam v'ya'alem Shlomo lemas oved ad hayom hazeh. What does Shlomo do? Shlomo realizes that he starts building around and he sees there's a lot of these people that don't really belong here. Right? All these people that we should have kicked out a really long time ago. And, you know, like, history repeats itself a little bit. You know, like, we wake up in 2022, there's a lot of people here that probably shouldn't be here. Right? So what did he do? Shlomo makes them slaves. Okay? I'm not saying that we should make them slaves. All I'm saying is that's what Shlomo does. Okay? Now, what does it mean, slaves? It's not slaves. Mas oved, meaning you had... Just like everyone has responsibilities towards the country, so these people also had they had stronger contributions to the country. Ubnei Yisrael lo nasan Shlomo aved ki hem anshei hamilchama ve'avada v'sarav v'shlishav v'sarei rechbo parashav. But at least some of the Jewish people were spared from this mass. But we know at the same time that there was a mass which Am Yisrael was involved in, a big mass. There was a lot of taxes. A lot of taxes because Shlomo was building a lot. He was spending a lot. You can't spend a lot if you're not taking a lot of taxes. Eila Sariya Nitzavim Asher Al Melchama Al Melchama Shlomo Chamishim Chamesh Meoz Harodim Ba'am Ha'osim Melchama. Now we're going to see a quick list of these people that were in charge of the work. Achbas Paro Al Samir David Al Besa Asher Banala Az Bana Es Hamilo. We're going to speak about the Milo maybe later. Ve'la Shlomo Shlosh. Shalosh pa'amim b'shana olos u'shlamim al mizbeach asher bana l'adonai v'akteri toa asher lifnei adonai v'shilam es habayis. V'ani asa ha'melech Shlomo be'etzion gover asher es elos al svas yam suf be'eretz edom. If anyone paid attention, this ani here is weird. Right? What is the ani? Well, ani means I, but over here he's obviously speaking not about I. He's talking about a boat. Okay, he made a boat by Etzion Gaver Asher Ilos Al Svas Yamsuf Beretz Edom. Okay, where is that? Eretz Edom. Where is Eretz Edom? The
Gulf of
Eilat. The Gulf of Eilat. Okay, the Gulf of Eilat today. Okay, that's it's one of the most important guys. Anyone who knows anything about anything, okay, what happens if they wanna destroy Israel's import and export? We don't import and export through the Mediterranean Sea for the most part. Okay, it comes through Eilat. Okay, that's Etzion Gaver. Vayishlach Hiram ba'ani es avadav anshei aniyos yodea hayam im avdei Shlomo. Once again, we see that Hiram helped Shlomo with this. Ve'avo ofira vayichu misham zahav arba maos ve'esrim kikar ve'aviu el melech Shlomo. So Hiram, once again, is helping him with this whole project. Let's go weiter. Pasuk Aleph Perikud. Umalka Shva. So Sheba, Queen Sheba's here. Umalka Shva Shomas es Shomea Shlomo L'Shem Adonai. She's hearing what? The amazing things about Shlomo, but also L'Shem Adonai. Vatavo L'Nasoso Bechidos. And she comes. She's obviously a smart woman, and she wants to try to, you know, find out if he's for real. Vatavo Yerushalayma, Bechel Kaved Meod, Gmalim Nosim Besamim, Vizahav Rav Meod, Ve'evin Yekara, Vatavo El Shlomo, Vatidaberi Lov, Is Kol Asher Haya Im Levava. Now, where is Sheba? Does anyone know? Okay, so there's a lot of Shitas out there, what exactly Sheba means. I don't think anyone really knows, but it could be that it's Ethiopia. Now, why is she coming from Ethiopia now? Okay, why is she coming through Ethiopia now? Once again, I think the smichos hadvarim is that he starts the import and export through Etzion Gaver. So now Africa has a much quicker way to get to Eretz Yisrael, not through the Mediterranean Sea, but through the Red Sea. Right. So she comes and she's decked out. She's got everything. She's got the riches. She comes with camels. She comes everything. Pasuk Gimel. Vayaged la Shlomo es kol dvareh lo haya. Davar ne'elam in amelach asher lo higidla. So she comes with all these questions. He's He's satisfying everything that she was interested in. Vatira Malka Shva is Kol Chachma Shlomo Va'abayis Asher Bana. She sees how smart he was and this unbelievable building that he built. What is this building? Beis HaMikdash, obviously. Umachal Shulchano Moshav Avadav Umaman Mishar Sav Umabushehem Umashkav V'Olaso Asher Ya'ale Beis HaDanoi V'Lo Haya Bo'od Ruach. She was like, she was breathtaking. That Lashon, Lo Haya Bo'od Ruach. Breathtaking by how unbelievable this was. Vatomer al Melech Emes Haya Hadavar Asher Shamati Baritzi Al Dvarecha V'Al Chachmasecha. Why is this so significant? Why do we need to hear about this Queen Sheba? Because this essentially is implementing everything that we thought of, right? Everything. What does it mean to be an Or LaGoyim that nations of the world are going to come? So Malka Shva probably meant much more to the people back then than she means to us. We don't know who that woman was, okay? But Kanireh she was so significant that her arrival in Eretz Yisrael shook the world, and now she says, "Wow, this is really." I didn't believe anything until I actually came here. Vine lo godly hachetzi. I wasn't like I even believe like this. I even believe half of this. Right? Hosat chachma v'tov el hashmu asher shamati. She was blown away. Ashrei anashecha, ashrei avadecha ela haomdim lefanecha tamim hashomim es chachmasecha ashreinu and ashreichem. It's unbelievable what you're going on here. Now, Yehi Adonai Elohecha Baruch Asher Chafetz Becha, finally, L'sitcha Al Kisei Yisrael Be'ahavas Adonai Es Yisrael Olam V'yisimcha L'melech La'asos Mishpat Utztaka. Chevre Avram Avinu starts off L'man Yilmad Es Beiso Acharav La'asot Tztaka U'mishpat. A few hundred years later, what do we have? Shlomo is the centrality, is the central, is the headquarters of Staka u'mishpat, mishpat and staka. It's unbelievable. Vatitim ha-melech mea esrim kikar zahav. Now she comes and just gives him this gift. It's unbelievable amount of money. U'besamim harbe me'od. I don't know what kind of besamim she gave him. Ve'evin yakara, a lot of besamim and a lot of gold and things. Lo bake bosim ahu od larov. Sher nasna malka shva la-melech shlomo. So it smelled really good, I guess. A lot of acts. V'gam ani chiram asher nasa zahav me'ofir hivim me'ofir atzei almogim harbe me'od ve'evin yakara. Also, chiram brought all of these beautiful stones and these beautiful trees. V'yas ha'melech esatzei ha'almogim misad leveis Adonai lebeis ha'melech v'kinaros unvalim lasharim. And he makes unbelievable these instruments and these things. Lo ba kein atzei almogim v'lo nira od ad hayom hazeh. So these almogim, right? We know. How does he translate? What is that almog? It's a kind of tree, no?
It says on the bottom, he says coral.
It's coral?
It says some commentators agree that it was coral.
They made instruments out of coral?
There's pictures of
that's
coral.
Cool.
A Barbanel says it was.
They made a Fender guitar out of coral?
Barbanel says it was aloe wood.
It was aloe wood.
Okay.
What's aloe wood?
Like aloe vera.
Like aloe vera?
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't wood. Tov. Okay, Beseder. Tov, let's go weiter. Almog made a siyum hashas. He made a siyum? What?
No, last year.
Almog made a siyum
like every day.
Ah, because he makes a siyum hashas. He learns seven daf of Gemara every day.
Classic
Almog. Rav Kook says that when he was in Volozhin, he learned 60 daf gemara every day. 60 daf gemara every day. I don't think he was going to Rav Cohen for questions either. You know what I'm saying? Like he was, yeah. All right. V'amel Shlomo nasan l'malkas shva es kol chavtza asher sha'ala milvad asher nasan la kiyar amel Shlomo v'tifan v'telech la'arza hi v'avada. That's it. She went home. And what was left, the world was shaken. The world was shooken. Malka Shva comes to Shlomo. What a world-changing thing. Am Yisrael is at the top of the world. The golden era, mamish. Vayim yishkal hazahav asher bo l'shlomo b'shana achas, sheish me'os shishim v'sheish kikar zahav. Just imagine zeros and zeros and zeros. That's how much money is coming. The golden era, it's not only called the golden era because it's spiritually, physically, they were so rich, filthy rich. Levan ma'anshei hatarim u'mischar haruchlim v'chol malchei ha'erev u'pachos ha'aretz. All these people, everyone was coming. This was the center of the world. He makes all these decorations and these things. He puts them in his house. Okay, now he makes this throne. However, the throne is unbelievable. There's actually, I think, a picture of it here. It looks, okay, it looked like this. I don't know if you could see it.
I'll pass.
But it's nuts. It's like you have a throne, and then you have all these eagles, and you have
like an Esser, mamish, crazy. Take a look.
So a nice, you know, a nice Rosh Yeshiva-like chair. Right, ushnayim arayos omdim etzal ayados, two lions on the right next to the arms. Ushnayim asar ariyim omdim sham al sheish hamalos mizeh umizeh lo na'asa kein l'chol hamamlachos. Right, but now I'd like to suggest that there's something that's like getting a little bit like overkill over here. No. Is this like a little bit of overkill? Right? And take a look. V'chol klei mashke ha-melech Shlomo Zahav, v'chol klei beis yar al-vanon Zahav Sagur, ein kesef lo nechshav bimei Shlomo l'meuma. Silver's for poor people. No one had silver. It wasn't worth anything. The value of silver was nothing. Ki ani tarshish l'melech bayam im ani chiram achash l'shalosh shanim tavo ani tarshish nosas zahav v'kesef shen habim v'kofim v'tukiyim. They brought all these exotic animals. They had everything they wanted. Yeah, they got the peacocks. Vayigdal ha-melech Shlomo mikol malchei ha'aretz le'osher u'lechachma. V'chol ha'aretz mevakshim es pnei Shlomo. Everyone wants to get a yechidus. L'shmo es chachmaso asher nesan aleim b'libo. Vehema mivim ish bin chaso klei kesev klei zahav uslamos beneshek ubsamim susim upradin devar shana b'shana. Every single year, that's people would come. V'yasov Shlomo rechev uprasim v'prashim v'hilo elef v'arbama os rechev u'shneim asar elef prashim v'inachem b'arei arechev v'imamelech b'yushalayim. So he brings tons of horses. Now this is the first problem. These horses. The Torah says, "Lo yar belo susim." Take a look. Vayitena melech hazakesef Yerushalayim gavanim vesarazim nasan kishkimim asher bashvila lerov umotza susim asher l'shlomo mimitzrayim chevra. These horses are from Yerushalayim. Are from where?
Mitzrayim.
From Mitzrayim. Umikvei socharei hamelech ichu mikvei mechir b'mechir. They had this whole agreement between the mocharei susim and Yerushalayim. Probably because of the agreement that Shlomo had with Baro. Vatale vateitzei merkavam imitzrayim b'sheish meos kesef v'sus b'chamishim u'mea v'chein l'chol malchei achitim u'malchei aram b'yadam yotziu. So already over here, this is the first time that we actually see that Shlomo does something that is pashut against the Torah. The Torah says lo yar belo susim, and Shlomo does that, but it's twofold over here. The Torah also tells us that we're not supposed to return to Mitzrayim. We're not supposed to return to Mitzrayim. Now that doesn't mean you can't go and see the pyramids, but it means that returning to Mitzrayim, we're showing that Mitzrayim has a chashivas. Remember, Mitzrayim hasn't changed. Okay, maybe like there's a new paro, but Mitzrayim is still involved in Avodah Zarah. All these nations are still involved in Avodah Zarah. So it's beautiful that Shlomo HaMelech is being an Orla Goyim, but going back to Mitzrayim to get the horses, to buy the horses, it's too much. The gold, the silver, it's getting, not even the silver, the gold is coming out of his ears, literally. And you know, like they say, you know, like money, like doesn't always do it for you. You know, like I always say, like give me the money, and I'll try. Shlomo got it, and this is the beginning. This is the beginning, a little bit of the end of the golden era. But before we, and with this we'll finish up. Before we finish, I just want to point out that tomorrow we're going to read Perek Yud Aleph, and we're going to see already the beginning of the fall of Shlomo HaMelech. Now, there's something challenging built into learning Tanakh in this way, is that like, because like we're learning it on a daily basis, like we feel like it was one day like this and like one day like that. Shlomo HaMelech, this empire, and as we're going to see, was tens of years. Shlomo HaMelech was king for 40 years. And it took him 20 years to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he passed away after 40 years. So we're talking about a whole generation, maybe a generation and a half of the golden era. So although we're going to see, oh, Shlomo starts to... But it's not... This is at the end of Shlomo's life. So we also have to appreciate and value what Shlomo HaMelech, what this Tkufa was. The Tkufa was for Am Yisrael, the Tkufa was for the world. And with that, we are finished. Goyach, guys.